This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Ibn Qayyim is going back, explaining the hadith of al-Hadith. And he reaches the portion of Siyam. And he says, Rahimullah ta'ala, عُدْنَا إِلَى شَرْحِ حَدِيثِ الْحَارِثِ الَّذِي فِيهِ ذِكْرُ مَا يَجُوزُ مَا يُحْرِزُ الْعَبْدَ مِنْ عَدُوِي. He said, we return to the speech of talking about the hadith of Harith, of that which protects the slave from his enemy. He said, قَوْلُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَآمُرَكُمْ بِالسِّيَامِ فَإِنَّ مَثَلَ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ رَجُلٍ في عصابة معه صرة فيها مسك فكلهم يعجب أو يعجبه ريحه وإن ريح الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. He says, the Prophet ﷺ said, and I order you with fasting, for verily the parable of fasting is like the parable of a man that has a sack with him that is has in it a fragrance, misk. And فَكُلُّهُمْ يَعْجَبُ, and all of them are amazed, or like, or the fragrance amazes them. They like the smell that comes from the bag that he has. And verily, the smell of the fasting person, meaning their breath, is better with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more fragrant than the fragrance of the misk, of the misk. He says, إِنَّمَا مَثَّلَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ ذَلِكَ بِصَاحِبِ الصُّرَّةِ الَّتِي فِيهَا الْمِسْكِ لِأَنَّهَا مَسْتُورَةٌ عَنِ الْعُيُونِ مَخْبُؤَةٌ تَحْتَ ثِيَابِ كَعَادَةِ حَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ. He says here, he says, verily the Prophet ﷺ made the example or parable of that person that has the bag that is, that the fragrance, the good fragrance is inside of it, because it is, and this is what is important here, this is the effective characteristic. He says, because it is hidden from the eyes, and it is hidden under the thobe, or hidden under the garment, like the, which is normal with the people that carry misk, that carry this fragrance. And then he says, وَهَكَذَا صَائِمُ صَوْمُهُ مَسْتُورٌ عَنْ مَشَاهَدَةِ الْخَلْقِ لَا تُدْرِكُهُ حَوَاسُهُمْ. He said, then this is like the fasting person. For really, no one can see him. No one can, if you see him, you don't know if he's fasting or not, unless he was to tell you, right? Or unless there is a time frame that everyone knows. But in general, we know that the fasting person, you would not know. It is مَسْتُورٌ عَنِ الْخَلْقِ. That's the comparison he's making. So it is like the fragrance to you, which is amazing. He said, the fragrance that you may smell on someone, he may have a bag of misk or perfume that is in that bag that is hidden. Just like when you wear cologne. You know, you may have cologne on you, or it may not be seen, but it is appreciated. So the fasting is not seen, but it is appreciated. And on top of that, that which your senses can arrive at, being that you may smell the breath of a person that is not pleasing, but Allah ensures that that is pleasing to him. And that is a form of encouragement. And it's a magnificent comparison and a form of, you know, the person that is fasting, it reminds them that it is beyond this life. To the degree, to that which is displeasing is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, rahimullah, وَالصَّائِمُ هُوَ الَّذِي صَامَتْ جَوَارِحُهُ عَنِ الْآثَامِ وَلِسَانُهُ عَنِ الْكَذِبِ وَالْفُحْشِ وَقَوْلِ الزُّورِ وَبَطْنُهُ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ وَالشَّرَابِ وَفَرْجُهُ عَنِ الرَّفَثِ فَإِنْ تَكَلَّمَ لَمْ يَتَكَلَّمْ بِمَا يَجْرَحُ صَوْمَهُ. He says, so the fasting person is the fasting person that his limbs fast from any type of sins. I don't hit anyone. I don't use my fingers to type, you know, and go online to watch things that are impermissible. So it is fasting and abstaining from all of those sinful practices of the limbs. And then he says, and his tongue refrains from lying and evil deeds and bad speech, and his stomach refrains from eating and drinking. His private parts refrains from intercourse. And if he was to speak, he doesn't speak about anything that would harm his or her fast. وَإِنْ فَعَلَ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ مَا يُفْسِدُ صَوْمَهُ. And if he was to do something, like if he was to speak, he doesn't say anything that would spoil his fast. فَيَخْرُجُ كَلَامُهُ كُلُّهُ نَافِعًا صَالِحًا. So all of his statements are good, salutary statements. So if he was to speak, it was something that was good. And then he says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْمَالُهُ, and also his actions. فَهِيَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّائِحَةِ الَّتِي يَشُمُّهَا مَنْ جَالَسَ حَامِلِ الْمِسْكِ. He says here again, it makes a comparison. He says, he doesn't say anything that is bad. Rather, he or she says only good speech. They speak a good word. Also, they do good actions. They're very good in what they do. And then he says, this is of the comparison, is at the level of the one that has a good fragrance that people that are around him or her smell. So before, it was that person themselves has a good fragrance. But now when people are around this person, that fragrance permeates and they can smell it and they want to be around them. And then he makes a comparison. كَذَلِكَ مَنْ جَالَسَ الصَّائِمَ مَنْ جَالَسَ الصَّائِمَ انْتَفَعَ بِمُجَالَسَتِهِ لَهُ. He said, this is also like the fasting person as well. Whoever sits with him or her, they benefit from their fasting. How? وَأَمِنَ فِيهَا مِنَ الزُّورِ وَالْكَذْبِ وَالْفُجُورِ وَالظُّلْمِ. That they are safe from hearing any bad speech, any lying, any disobedience, and any oppression. And you know, this is deep, because when you think about it, and he says here, هذا هو الصوم المشروع لا مجرد الإمساك عن الطعام والشراب. And then he mentions the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, I'll explain. He says, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَلَعَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهَلْ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطْشُ. Beautiful, beautiful. So he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, this is the prescribed soam. This is the prescribed fasting, not just withholding from eating and drinking. This is a prescribed fasting. This is the intention and objective behind the fast. This is what we call maqsad shar'i, the Islamic objective. Then he ends it off, subhanAllah, rahimahullah ta'ala, with the hadith. What the Prophet ﷺ said, and this hadith is in Bukhari. He says, whoever doesn't leave off ill speech and acting upon it, and ignorance and acting in an ignorant fashion, then Allah is not in need of his or her abandoning or abstaining from eating or drinking. And in another hadith in Ibn Majah and Ibn Khuzaymah al-Sahih, he said, perhaps the fasting person, his or her portion from their fast is just thirst and hunger. That's all they get from it. They're not getting any reward from it, meaning that they may have been fasting, but they were not speaking in a good fashion. What people said around them, they didn't benefit. Rather, it was harmful. They heard ghibah. They heard backbiting. They heard lies. They heard bad words. You know, it was something that was not beneficial. When they were around that fasting person, it didn't remind them of Allah. And that's what Ibn Qayyim, when he ended earlier, said, وَأَمِنَ فِيهَا مِنَ الزُّورِ. And they were safe from any of that bad speech. And that's deep, because when you think about it, when you hear someone is fasting, it is good to think to yourself, wow, I know if I go around that person, they're going to remind me about Allah. I mean, if you think about it from a communal perspective, when I sit around a fasting person, they're going to be on their best manners, because they're doing something that is transcendent, and it is a form of reminder of who they are and what status and state that they're in. That they have reached a level of suffering, you know, physically, they're willing to withstand that for something greater. So they're in a different state at the moment. If I'm around them, what they say is going to be in accordance and in compliance with that state. So when you hear someone is fasting, subhanAllah, you think, if I'm around that person, it'll be something that is positive, positive energy for me. And Ibn Qayyim, when putting it in this way, it's very, very beautiful. I mean, we think about ourselves, but then when he made that last comparison of the mujalasa, sitting around the fasting person, that is what really hits home here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that when we fast in a way that is in accordance to the Sharia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.